Welcome to Willow Creek Fellowship in Plano, Texas. Here now is our senior pastor, Roy Frady.
In our Western world, even today, we tend to exalt kings and queens of this earth. But the kings and queens wield little power in our time and assume positions more as figureheads or national symbols. Many people are still enamored with royalty. My wife pointed out that my sermon was pretty much on track because there is going to be a royal wedding. Multitudes gather outside palaces hoping to catch a fleeting glimpse of royalty. Some curiosity is able to sustain an entire industry. It seems like the publishing industry wants to record every single movement, everything that is newsworthy of royalty. That is for kings, queens, princes, or princesses. It seems as though we're very, very interested in what other people do. You know, when I was in Hollywood, there are all kinds of special tours that you could take to see the houses of the stars. And people would take the tours hoping that they could see someone who they recognized. Instead of looking for Jesus, they look, all of us seem to, for celebrities, for kings, for queens, for royalty above our stature in life. I know that my daughter sang once in London, and one of the people who was there was a part of the royal family. Her Royal Highness, fill in the blank, was there. My mother-in-law, my children's grandmother, was very impressed with that. We tell her that she has to live to 100 because then she'll get a letter from the Queen congratulating her on such long life. Today we're going to look at a text from John's Gospel. We're going to find that Jesus was considered a king long, long, long ago. But Pilate thought he knew a king when he saw one. And Jesus didn't appear to be a king. If Jesus, Pilate was asking, is king of the Jews, why is he here? Whose king is he? Is he someone else's king? Is he our king? Let us go before him in prayer. Dear Holy Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you have brought us to a moment with a question that is in many of our hearts. And from sometimes we adore the one that you have given to us to be our Savior, our King. Sometimes we adore him, and yet we are caught up in the world, and sometimes we simply do not. Maybe because we don't think about him. We're not thankful for him. Father, cleanse us of all our thoughts today, all of the evil in our hearts. Cleanse us. May the blood of Jesus roll freely in this place today, so that anyone who looks up may see him exalted, high, and lifted up. Father, we ask that you would cast out my words. They are meaningless. They are words without thoughts. They are words without power, because they come from a man. We did not come to hear from a man today. We came to hear from you. And so, Almighty God, we ask that you would speak directly to us. Override the things that we hear. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. May we understand that Jesus is to be exalted alone. We know that you are a jealous God. We know that we are to worship you and you alone. Father, seed that in us today. May we truly turn our faces toward home. For we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Would you read with me from John 18, 33 through 37. It says, then Pilate entered the Praetorium again, calling Jesus, and said to him, are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, are you speaking for yourself about this? Or did others tell you concerning me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. I don't know what Pilate had heard about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Passover, but on Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem, and people had sung his praises and cried out, proclaiming him a king. What a strange kind of king he seemed to be. There is nothing about him that looked kingly. The Bible says that he was not comely, he was not handsome, that anyone should look upon him and call him out. Pilate was looking for an answer he asked the question of Jesus, "Are you a king?" And Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus did not claim what was rightfully his, because he had created the world and everything within it. And yet, he did not claim even a small part, even a territory. He said, "You're right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born." When we recognize Jesus as king of our lives, we do so in many ways that are alien to the outside world, alien indeed to Pilate. Pilate knew kings, and kings prided themselves in their status. All the people went out to praise and exalt them. They were used to that. King used their powers, their military might, to demand loyalty and obedience from others. As a matter of fact, they were not even hesitant to use a kind of punishment or torture to get their way. But Jesus, he didn't fill that kind of picture. Jesus was a totally different kind of king. Jesus was the kind of king that forgave his enemies and taught those of us who follow him to do the same. Jesus was totally different. He was a king that showed compassion. He wept for the suffering and the needs of his subjects. Jesus was a king who wanted to give his subjects something. He wanted to give them salvation. He wanted to give them hope. Pilate was confused. Pilate was in a difficult position. On the one hand, he had promised Tiberius that he would look after his realm. Tiberius was Pilate's king. And he was difficult to please. Tiberius had sent letters instructing Pilate to make sure that he kept everything peaceful in Jerusalem. Pilate's own wife, we're told, was one of the followers of Jesus. And so he was torn between these two forces in his life. He was in a very difficult position. The Jews had told Pilate that Jesus was a king who wanted to overthrow all of Rome. Pilate looked at someone who showed him no fear. Someone whose very presence caused the Jews to ask for his death, even though they themselves were afraid. Pilate didn't know why. What has this man done to threaten the whole order of things? Jews told Pilate that he was a threat to the kingdom of Rome. Pilate knew from personal experience that he had to protect himself because one of his best friends had been convicted as a traitor to Tiberius and had been slain awfully. Pilate didn't want to go there. He didn't want to let Jesus just escape without questioning him closely. He wanted to make sure that he was no threat to Rome. So he asked, "Whose king are you?" to Jesus. If you're not a king of a territory, whose king was he? Pilate asked if Jesus was the king of the Jews. He is a king, but was he a king of a particular people? Whereas a particular following of people about to start insurrection, about to cause rebellion, that he would have to deal with. He wanted to know. Pilate wanted to know if Jesus was a threat to the rule of Rome. Jesus was, but not in the way that Pilate thought. Kingdoms of earth were founded on power, military might, intellectual and political cunning, financial excess, social standing. Jesus didn't have a kingdom like that. Jesus wants to reign, but that reign is based in truth. It was a confusing thing to Pilate. Upon Jesus' arrival in Bethlehem, his mother, the Virgin Mary, was told there was no room for them at the inn for Jesus to be born. There was only a stable. But into that stable came the greatest revolution, the greatest invasion the world had ever known. Sometime between our death and the return of Jesus to rule and reign on this earth, we, you and I, must decide who we will have as kingdom in our lives. Will it be the kingdom of earth? If so, then go for it. Go for the gusto. Do whatever you can to secure what this world has to offer. Or is it the kingdom of God? Amen. The question remains, as each of us must choose. Jesus was king long ago. He was king who made everything. He was the King of Kings. When we permit Jesus to rule in our lives, he becomes our king. But he is our king whether we allow him to be or not. He is the one who our attitudes and actions seek to honor and exalt. His teachings, his miracles, his life, his death, his resurrection challenge us to face the same question that Pilate faced so long ago. Whose king is he? Whose king is he? The answer to that question is so obvious to those of us who worship and adore him. But it isn't, as you've seen on the film, obvious to the masses of people that live around this world, who go through the world trying to serve the world instead of trying to serve God and the kingdom of God. Therein lies the tension. Therein lies the question. Jesus is here today. He is our King who said he would never leave us or forsake us. He is here with us today. He is listening to us. He is watching us. He is there for us. He is asking us to come in. He's not keeping a distance. He's not living in a palace someplace. He wants us to come into his circle of friends. He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, than one lay down his life for his friend." Of course it is true. When we go through this life, we're going to find a sea of troubles. We're going to find that trouble finds us. We're going to have losses and disappointments. We're going to have all of that. But when that happens to us, and it will, we know we have a friend, a king, who is there for us, who will lift us up when we are down, who will heal our hurts, who will help us to overcome, because he is the great overcomer by his resurrection. We know that he has the power to do that for us. He is our risen Savior. Nothing can defeat us. Nothing can keep us down. When Jesus is our risen Savior, our Lord of Lords, our King, named Jesus, whose name itself has power, the power above all names, that power that ends in only the name of Jesus, that power can lift us from death itself. Even death can't keep us in the ground. Because Jesus came into this earth to feed the hungry, and in his name, we can tell the world to open up and the heavens themselves will roll back. The heavens themselves will rise. The dead will rise again. The hungry will be fed. The sick will be healed. The helpless will find hope. All fear is gone because death has not been our victor. Jesus is our victor. Amen. He is our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings, our Christ, our King. He is not like the kings of this world that hide themselves away in palaces or big mansions. He is within our hearts and minds. He is there with us to be there with us. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He comes into our lives. He invades our life just as he invaded the lives of Pilate and all the people in Jerusalem when he was born in Bethlehem. He is closer than a brother. In all of our victories and all of our sorrows, he is our all in all. He is our champion. He is the one who loves us. He is our King. He is our Savior, our Lord. He is our King. Let us worship him. Let us exalt him. Let us show the world that he is our King. Not the world, but Jesus is our King. He is a humble King. He is a King who loves us, who brings everything to us. He is our King. What will we do with our King? Will we show him our love? Will we show him ourselves? How will we approach our King? You know, when this world, when a king is approached, people come slowly to the altar. They walk down an aisle. They come to the altar. They look at the king like this, with their heads bowed. Then they walk back and back. Jesus wants us to lift up our heads, to look him in the face, to know that he is our King, our Lord, and that his love surpasses anything this world has to offer. Because his love can touch every single thing that is in us, every dark place that is in us, every light place that is in us. He is with us in our victories because he is our champion. He is with us in our sorrows. He is with us in our disappointments. He is there to be our guide back to the light. He pulls us out of the darkness of this world. And he shows us the light of God. He is. He is. He is wonderful. He is our King. Today, we're going to issue an invitation from God himself. When Jesus was sent into the world, he came into this world as an offering to God for the sins that we had committed. We make ourselves a living offering to him to show our gratitude to God for what he has done for us by giving us life, life abundance, and life eternal. And so this is an opportunity for us to show our God who is the true King of our life. The question that Pilate asked, are you a king? Jesus answered, for this reason I was born, I am come into the world. Has he come into yours? Has he come into your life? Have you humbled yourself? Have you worshiped him? Have you exalted him? Have you made him your king?
We pray the Holy Spirit has enlightened you today. Pastor Frady's sermons are on the internet at willowcreekfellowship.org. Join us live in person each Sunday at 1804 Avenue P at 19th Street in Plano, Texas. Or join us live on the internet each Sunday at 11:05 a.m. Central Time at willowcreekfellowship.org. God bless you.